This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First Friar Friday of the year, we get none other than newly acquired Dylan Cease. Dylan, first, welcome to San Diego, man. Welcome to the show. Happy 2024 season.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great to be here. It's definitely as sunny in San Diego as everyone has told me, so it's been great to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're going to get at least a day of this in, because it sounds like we're going to have some rain tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah, looking like it.
Yeah, well, let me talk to you a little bit about the transition. Obviously, you get traded over here to San Diego at the time where we're all in Phoenix, where spring training is. And I think everybody just assumed that we see you once we came back from Korea, since we were leaving on the day you were traded. But nevertheless, you end up in Korea. Just talk about the kind of whirlwind you went through to get to Korea and now finally being back in the States.
Yeah, so I got the call probably around 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and at first it was, you know, they were kind of saying like, "Hey, you might have to get on a 7 a.m. flight to Korea," and I was, you know, kind of just in a scramble to like get everything taken care of and figure out the logistics. And thankfully, they were able to find me a nighttime flight. So, so 4 o'clock at the call, then start preparing, start getting everything ready, and that following day, I wake up. And I go to the White Sox facility, I get all my stuff, say goodbye to everyone, and kind of just have stuff to do throughout the day to just, you know, get to the point where I can make it to the airport. And then finally make it to the airport, have around 7, have a two-hour layover in LAX, and then a 13-hour hot flight over to Korea.
Dylan, obviously it was very important for you to, you know, be with your new teammates as soon as you could. And, you know, I think it was a great move on your part, you know, to say, "Hey, I'm now a Padre. I want to get right there and be with these guys." You know, every time we ask guys about being traded, I think there's a little more to it than we just think. You know, you're not just a name on a roster. You're a guy that got to know all these people in Chicago, got settled there. Has it been at all difficult for you to make the transition, or is there a little happiness in the sense that it doesn't appear like the White Sox are going anywhere anytime soon?
Yeah, it's always challenging. Like you said, there is the human element behind it, where we are more than just, you know, our stats and our this and our that. But I feel like it took me within a couple of days. I was kind of getting, you know, really settled in with the idea and you know, getting more used to it. And I'm at the point now where as soon as I figure out my housing, I pretty much really feel settled here. I've been really impressed with everyone with this organization and just how comfortable and easy they've made everything. So I already feel like I'm, you know, a part of the team. And although there is an aspect of that where, you know, you kind of have to earn, you know, you still have to earn everything. So, you know, I want to go out and perform and, you know, pull my weight, but it's been a great experience so far, and it was definitely bittersweet because I had a lot of good friendships and relationships, and really was just very comfortable in Chicago. That's a great city, and it's really enjoyable to live there. So it was interesting to have to basically, you know, no longer be a part of any of that. So I definitely found my mind, especially on the flight over to Korea, kind of like thinking and remembering some memories back from Chicago and just how quickly the time went by And I'm very excited for this new chapter.
Dylan Seeds joins us here on our first Friar Friday. He'll be tomorrow's starter for the Pods. And Dylan, it's so interesting you brought up kind of already feeling settled. It was kind of eye-opening to me. I believe it was your first bus ride came on our way to the field in Korea. And the thing I noticed was how seemingly comfortable you were with everybody, but more I thought was impressive was everybody was comfortable with you. Is that just your normal kind of demeanor, or has it been a little bit of, you know, you feel comfortable being in this organization?
I think a big part of it is just there's a really good group of dudes on this team and in this organization. So it's just been kind of one of those things where it's been almost seamless, and I got to know everyone pretty quickly. And you know, obviously, honestly, being in Korea is, I think everyone's a little bit uncomfortable. So I think we're all kind of experiencing something new and kind of, I guess, bonding and sharing, you know, an experience like that. So I don't know. It's just, you know, I was definitely a bit nervous and a bit anxious and all of that. Just, you know, like you said, I mean, it was a huge whirlwind. But really, I was just kind of trying to stay in the moment and just keep focusing on baseball and what I had to do to really get ready for the season.
Dylan Cease is with us, and we're really excited to have him here in San Diego and on our program, our first Friar Friday interview of the year. People around here, Dylan, I don't know if it's got back to you, but they're calling you the right-handed Blake Snell. That's a pretty high compliment, considering Blake Snell just won a Cy Young. You yourself nearly won a Cy Young a couple of years ago. And I'm not big on the analytics of baseball, but they say that you pitched pretty well last season, very similar to how you pitched 2 years ago, didn't have the same results. How frustrating was last year for you, and what are you working on to try to get back to 2 years ago?
Yeah, I found last year to be pretty frustrating. I feel like I really only pitched, you know, up to maybe 30 or 40% of my ability. I had a lot of starts where I just wasn't executing much of anything. So, the biggest thing is just really making sure that the process is locked in, which kind of gets refined every year. And for me, too, it's just making sure the mechanics are locked in and I'm kind of focused on what I need to focus. And, it's actually been really nice working with Ruben here, kind of getting his input on things and being able to talk with really all the other starters and all the other pitchers. It really, at the end of the day, it's just with pitching, it can be something as simple as you just get a little feel from, you know, you tweak something and then all of a sudden it's automatic. And unfortunately, it's not always as easy as it, you know, happening instantly. Last year, I mean, I didn't really find a good feel till the end of the season. But I'd like to think that a year like last year is sort of just like a character building year and a year where it's like, you know, if I can go out there and pitch and do provide value and do things while I don't know where the ball is going and I, you know, don't have a good feel, then, you know, that's kind of like showing that even at my worst, I'm able to go out and provide something and compete. So hopefully I just learn from it and you know, carry a little bit better energy and mindset and all that into this season.
Dylan, one of the things I've noticed in watching you pitch last couple years and in your outings here so far in a Padre uniform, you are a part of this kind of generation of pitchers, and I'd say like in the last 10 years, that doesn't have the long arm swing. It's kind of short, almost by your ear. Have you been one of those guys that was always this way, or did you make an adjustment to kind of get to that where you are now?
I never did anything consciously to change that. It just happened as years went by. I'd like to think it's just my body kind of figuring out the most efficient and best way to sustain, you know, high power output with kind of the endurance and, you know, going out every 5 days and pitching. So there's actually videos out there. My twin brother sent it to me the other day, and it's some guy made a video of like my arm path from 2016 to now, and I used to have an extremely long one, but
really?
For whatever reason, it's just shortened up over the years.
twin brother. There you go. Yep. Here's that's something we did not know. I don't know that anybody knew that. But Tony, you can drop that now on the broadcast.
right?
Hey Dylan, I don't know where I get some of these crazy questions. Last year we had a guy named Matt Carpenter. He's now with the Cardinals, and I don't know. The big thing we all noticed about Matt Carpenter was his mustache. So we get Dylan Cease, and first thing I said is, this guy rocks one of the best mustaches in baseball. But then you came to San Diego, and you've kind of covered it up with the beard. Is this what we're going to get this year, or could we see a return to the mustache only?
Yeah, anything's possible. I had a much longer beard in Arizona, and then before the flight to Korea, I wanted to get it trimmed up, and the guy ended up cutting off a bunch of it. So I borderline was ready to go back to the stash then, because all that hard work I put in just got clipped away. But it's possible. For now I'm enjoying the beard, but I do like the mustache. So I would definitely say there's a solid chance it comes back.
Now, one more before I let you get out of here, Dylan. Obviously, your start day is tomorrow, should the weather cooperate. You got the one start here earlier this week. What's your feelings about the pitching in this ballpark and off that mound? I know every mound is a little bit different, every city mm-hmm. you go to. You've had the opportunity to pitch here before. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a pitcher-friendly ballpark, and mix that with one of the best defenses around. All the cards are definitely stacked in my favor, but at the end of the day, it's, you know, can I go out and execute and put the ball where it needs to be put? But yeah, I'm feeling great about it. I mean, like I said, definitely one of the more advantageous situations of my career in terms of pitching. So yeah, hopefully it's just one of those things that I get more and more and more comfortable, and I'm able to carry that all the way through the end of the season.
Well, we definitely know everybody here in San Diego certainly excited to have you as a part of this ball club. Good luck tomorrow on your first start, and we appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me.
Thanks, Dylan.
Dylan Cease cool. there for the San Diego Padres.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.